With more than 600 million barrels of proven reserves, the International Monetary Fund says oil and natural gas from Ghana's first offshore field could bring the country as much as $20 billion by 2030. But Ghana need look no farther than Nigeria to see how squandered oil wealth can bring violence that destroys pipelines, takes hostages, and consumes the central government.
Let me say loud and clear that the oil and gas discovery is for the benefit of the people of Ghana.
In an interview with VOA, Ghanaian President John Atta Mills says his government is mindful of Nigeria's example.
You want to learn from the experiences of others. You want to be guided by things which have worked and also take note of things which have not worked. If at this stage, we in Ghana cannot learn from the experiences of our neighbors and colleagues on the continent, then we have no business being in politics.
President Mills' election earlier this year in the fifth successive vote since 1992 is the chief reason U.S. President Barack Obama made Ghana his first stop in sub-Saharan Africa since taking office.
Dependence on commodities or a single export has a tendency to concentrate wealth in the hands of the few and leaves people too vulnerable to downturn.
President Obama told lawmakers in Accra that countries thrive when they invest in their people and in infrastructure, when they promote multiple export industries, develop a skilled workforce, and create space for small and medium-sized businesses that generate jobs.
Oil brings great opportunities, and you have been very responsible in preparing for new revenue. But as so many Ghanaians know, oil cannot simply become the new cocoa.
After years of steady growth, Ghana's economy has slowed, in part due to overspending by the previous government. A budget deficit that was 9% of gross domestic product in 2007 now tops 15% of GDP. Inflation in May reached 20%. The value of Ghana's currency fell 13% in the first quarter.
Every politician is making claim of the oil. Besides that, everybody is, banging too much hopes on the oil, and that in itself is a threat.
Abdoulaye Dramani is the environmental program officer for the Accra-based advocacy group Third World Network Africa. He's concerned about the environmental impact of a possible oil spill and how the offshore platforms will affect the local fishing industry.
It's been fenced off, for against the fisher folks, and therefore their access to fish is impaired, and that is their livelihood source. So for them, that is the danger. Even though the oil might generate some revenue, that revenue is not likely to come to them because they have no skills of being employed.
Since reserves were discovered in the Jubilee field, more than 40 companies have applied for licenses to explore for oil. Dramani wants a moratorium on new licenses until Ghanaian law catches up. President Mills says he will not allow Ghana's oil boom to get out of hand.
I've seen all kinds of people flocking into that area, people knocking on our doors, making all kinds of proposals. We are firmly resolved to do what is right. We have got our blueprint. We have got our guidelines, and we'll go strictly in accordance to these guidelines. There are some who are not prepared to go in accordance with the laid-down procedure. There are some who want to be favored.
Oil could bring President Mills' government $1 billion in annual revenue by the start of next year. Ghana's Integrated Social Development Center says past experience with African oil booms shows that the transparent management of oil funds not only improves public spending, but gives the public greater confidence that their money is being handled properly. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Accra.